I seen a tour on a tuft. Tried I to make it, but a deep dale lay beneath. A dungeon therein, with dank ditch and dark and dreadful of sight. I've been out walking lands, and I found I stuck in a fetid valley. The air was muggy and thick. It was musty and surely drugged. No exit could I listen. I fell into a deep malaise. I trudged on. At every turn, I seemed hemmed by hedge and stone. My path, which looked as free as field and tree, did never let me stray. As if on rails I wandered forth, always hoping for an opening. But even if there were one, I were too confused to find it. And there were others, just like me, all folk of the field, all on the same winding path, all travellers in my direction, like they were stuck on the same rails what kept me straight. Stumbling on, occasional look, but no real talking from any of us, so weary and anxious for our own way out we were. Led by routes we seemed to gladly keep, no variation seemed possible. Each of us dejected in their way, we drifted through the valley. Went drowsy and divided by their own concerns for survival and escape, we just let each other be, each alone, to find their exit from this cursed country, each to save themselves from this heavy, dank embrace. Then wandering a gnarly path of grit and mud and scree, I seen a lady of the Northlands, and sure enough, she saw me. Beside her was a small construction made of wire and paper cone. Some kind of magic box of power, it seemed. It took her softly spoken voice and it raised it clear on high. And I hunkered down on the path right there, and this is what I heard.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 8, 1, 2, 3. Good evening. The Parisian Alignment, more commonly known as FactGap 51, are proud to present Off the Trod, some welfare state sub-poetry by Paris, read and dictated by K148, sister to the aforementioned, stock of the industrial arbour of Hull, Kingstowner 1186. Burn thy icons. Emblems of futile obsession, cast them not, for thee shall be cast. Burn thy icons. False icons haunt the hairlofts of our consciousness. False icons. A hyperconduit of stylized essence pours forth where the earth once hold. Bunkers awash. Bolted halls of remembrance. Subjugated energy fields. As the chasm erupts, molten rock and crystalline waters subside. Gradual, residual, emancipated alpha phonics, post-elliptical systemics, new types of being. What edifice would we so populate, searching within for patterns, coherence, a higher trigonometry? Publishing is a mere act of confirming one's own reality. We claim, therefore we be, this banner held on loft, structural ominence. Bring all channels to gather here, upon these rocks, burn on sulfuric pyres. All but one last clarion call, one last great leap, to hail one's dreams at the granite rock face of reality. Cast adrift, monger flocks. Burn thy icons. burn my icons.
When she was done, I felt a lightness, the beginnings of a lifting of all that weight that had hung over me like clouds of molten lead. The flat grey sky showed lines or two of sunlight from above, and I wandered it for a while. I thought what these words had got undone in me. But soon enough the clouds returned, and dull and dark as yore, I wandered on into the woods, more confounded than before. The sun had set and all was dark, and I thought I'd have no more of waiting clouds and cursed paths and disconnected folk. I thought maybe I'd just lay down here and let the cold numb me till I woke. And just when I was winding down and making like a log, I seen a sight more odd than all, and I was sure I'd dropped a cog. A man was there in the woods with I. He muttered words that made no sense. Just like that he vanished, as if into the air. It were like he'd burned and gone, but no smoke was on the wind. I realized then that around me now, folks had come in droves. I heard a call from many places, all at once and clear. A mass, it said in magic tones. A mass, once more. It seemed that folks had listened this, and yet more of them arrived. And slowly, in the circle now, a stirring was contrived.
This is a proposal for an emergent broadcast. Welcome, friends,
This is The Broken Dial, Dead Wednesday. Come here, Pie Wacket. Welcome to the pantomime of buffoonery. Tell me your secrets, fume ghosts.
A broadcast which emerges from the space between the rational and the felt.
Here's the empty chair, the three-legged table, the clue to wherever.
A broadcast which intersects the ancient and the far future.
Ghosts do not produce themselves. It's here, there, everywhere. The cracks are showing.
A broadcast which enfolds the real, the unreal, and the hyperreal.
Chewing up memories, deleting files, eating badly.
This is a proposal for a broadcast born out of noise. As it turns out, all broadcasts must be and will surely return.
Muttered spells, echoing like welded splinters in the flickering orange of empty midnight showrooms.
This broadcast will not be an arbitrary noise. The noise which will be performed here will consist of specific dissonances.
Chewer of packets, eater of all known madnesses.
Precise interventions.
Atomic knuckle.
A negotiation between cultural locations carefully identified as resident nodes.
Profit of the slot machines, arcade spells and scratch card votives.
Points of potential rupture, locations of inherent fragility or apparent hostility.
Fork fingers and broken bottle teeth.
This is not another broadcast which trades upon some unquestioned transgressive quality inherent in noise.
Listen, he's here. Listen, he's her. Listen, she hears.
Some pump power or teenage rebellion, although we do not underestimate either of these potentials. This is a proposal for a libidinous noise, an emotional noise, an effective noise, a ludic noise, and a noise which is deadly serious.
Cathode ray promises, chemical pipe dreams.
This is a proposal for a broadcast that understands that we hear noise through our eyes and through our chests.
This is your summons. Come forth to your use.
We see it with our ears and our mind. We feel it through theory and enact it with care.
You were lied to. You were lied to again. You were lied to again.
This broadcast will not be a noise performance, but rather a performance of noise.
Privileges have been revoked. Take your medicine.
We do not seek to produce noise, but to inhabit it, to model it, to be it, to let noise perform us.
Rapid results guaranteed. Hurry, hurry, study drugs, sticky fog rug enforcement.
This is a proposal for an emanation of delirium, a delirium of theory, a delirium of fiction, and a delirium of meaning.
The tree is full of bags and your head is full of broken biscuits, so be grateful, you fuckers.
This is not an arbitrary delirium. This delirium will be rational. This is a proposal for a broadcast which takes issue with any assumed preference for the categorization, identification, or classification of the knowledge it might convey, convert, or convolute.
The ghosts do not produce themselves. It's here, there, and everywhere. The cracks are showing.
This is a proposal for a fugitivity of meaning, a fugitive away from any framework for the adjudication of content.
Arise, arise.
A focused defocusing.
With tinfoil auguries and paraffin seances, I invoke thee.
A planned unplannability.
Glittering like gutter mirrors.
Abduct the alien, within and without.
Head full of vapor trails.
An interpolation. Conducted from and for the outside.
Overpriced detritus. Gaudy ersatz.
An omniscition. This is a proposal for a poetics of noise.
In a world that is haunted by the spectre of itself, the ghost is gone.
This is a proposal for an interstition, an interruption, an intervention, an integration, an invitation, an invocation, an incantation, an induction.
In the culvert at the crossroads.
This is a proposal.
And then he said,
this is a broadcast.
And then,
this is noise.
And he said,
this is noise.
He said,
this is noise. Huh?